off we go. Late. It's time for your fireside chats. All we ask is that you don't waste our time. You got the guy on the line that Brady was trying to get?
No.
You still don't have him?
No.
We'll see once the lines clear up a little bit.
It's Justin, the tattooed lady. Justin, the tattooed lady. He's a tattooed realtor. And Brady said he sees his ads driving home on the deuce.
He had a billboard, yeah.
And he said, nobody in Gilbert's going to get a tattooed realtor. He's evidently a big listener, and he wants to talk about it. But I warn you, Justin, because he's telling Brady on the Instagram and stuff.
He's a big fan.
Oh, yeah, he's a fan, but he's got the a podcast, and he's got his company. And I'm like, this is not an opportunity for you to come on here and be some entrepreneur. This is the Lerner and Rowe KUPD Studios, and always will be. So I don't want to hear about you and the Tattooed Lawyers podcast. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's fire up. Who you got first?
We'll start off with Peyton.
Peyton's on line one. Peyton, are you? Oh, Peyton's the transitioning person.
I believe so.
Yes.
Okay, that's right. How far along are we now, Peyton?
How's it hanging?
Well, it's yes. only a month more in, so.
Then that dick is history. You got a month left with your
not
dick?
Yet.
Do you have big celebrations for the last day of dick?
I could. That'd be kind of a fun little party to have.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Everybody gives it a whirl one last time before you lob it off and fold it inside yourself. It
would be like a two-day thing, right? The last day with, the first day without.
Brady's face just went historically awful. Yeah, you turn it into the inside-out sleeve. Yeah, it's your sweatshirt's been on inside-out your whole life, and you're switching that up. So you got 1 month left, and then it's over.
No. I'm saying there's only been a month since we last talked about it.
Oh, I was so excited to cut your dick off. I got way ahead
He's
of the game.
He's 25K short, right?
Yeah. Oh, you're still 25,000 short? What's in it for me if I pay that 25 grand? Can I have first shot at your new honey hole?
Maybe.
All right.
Take a minute. You're going to have to wait.
What do you mean you're going to have to wait?
It has to heal.
Well,
look, it's like you're on your period. No big deal. I'll just go in.
you'll go on the menstruation vacation?
That's right. The last thing I need
extended stay
is to worry about your feelings. Brady, you have to be in the room. If I pay this 25 grand, you have to guide me into the new honey hole. We're going to abuse Peyton's new female body.
If you're up for it, Peyton.
Peyton, if you want that, we'll pay for it.
I can't tell if you're kidding or not.
I'm not. Basically, the first day, your first day as a woman, you're a prostitute.
It's clear to go.
Just for the stories alone, Peyton. But 25K is going to pay tax on that.
No, maybe Brady, just go 17. Brady's got a guy.
Brady's
17.
Okay.
You're right.
He's
Brett's
okay
right.
on that.
Go 17. Is it? Because it's medical. Maybe I could write it off. Right. I could get you out of
it. You could get a write off on that.
$25,000 and the first day you're healed, you're my hooker.
It won't hurt that bad. Peyton, you don't have to worry.
Oh, it'll. I leave. I'm like an Indian. I leave only memories and footprints.
Can you put that on your HSA?
Yeah, there's no damage done. You might even tighten up afterwards.
Oh, well, that's no good.
You know, every girl that's ever been with me at the end is like, wow, that was like good Kegel exercises. There was no damage done.
I had to squeeze.
Yeah, I had to figure out what was going on down there.
The sleeve hymen will be intact.
Yeah, your vagina will be like a lemon juicer. It's going to have to work hard to get anything out of it. All right. So you still got your wiener. I'm sorry. I was excited. 1 month. But you're 25,000 away. If I gave you that 25,000 and we agreed you're my prostitute for a day and Brady gets to guide me in, how fast could we expedite this surgery?
Well, I've already been into my consult with the surgeons. I just have to finish filling out their little paperwork that they want from me.
Man, it wasn't long ago
an appointment.
That this surgery was a year of psychological evaluation.
Oh, no. You still have to get a letter from a psych person.
Oh, okay. Because it used to be you have to go to Johns Hopkins. You had to get, like, psych evaluation. Like, I just had a surgery. Like, they just did a clearing for me for my shoulder. And it was like, it sounds like the same
you
thing.
You still can't just pop in and sleeve up. Right. They want to profile
you
a little bit.
Okay.
Peyton, I know that you say you're short, but is there any of this that's covered by
insurance?
Because I know
not with the insurance I've got.
It's not with the insurance you've got. I know that certain ones do because we have a friend that has a child that's going through this that they got it covered.
Yeah.
Really?
It's the goddamn patriarchy you're trying not to be a part of.
They have what? Aetna or Blue Shield or something?
knows?
Probably. Is that the good one?
Yeah. Yeah, those are two. Both, that's the transitioning most plans one? With them cover it.
What do you have, the tattooed lawyer insurance?
They have a blue sleeve. Yeah, insurance. They got blue.
The anti-lawyer.
Blue cross red sleeve. Sorry, your new vagina sickens me. Why did you call us, Peyton?
Well, I wanted to console you about your Steelers losing to a team like the Browns.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
Yeah, and what's worse is they got knocked out. Like, if the Browns were going to beat the Steelers, they should have gone all the way.
No, they weren't. They weren't a special team this year. They weren't one of those teams that was going to do much.
Yeah, they aren't. But still, as much as I hate the Steelers, if you're going to knock out the Steelers, you need to keep going.
Oh, you're talking about the Browns. Oh, yeah. They could have. They almost did, and they played pretty well. But yeah, you'd like to see the team that knocks you out go all the way. I don't like talking to women about this stuff. It's a very delicate laugh. No, you're right. And why you're bringing it up now, just to rub it in. Look, people go through a lot worse than the Steelers losing the game. So it sucked.
It's not to rub it in. It's just that, you know, I figured I got like the last 2 weeks of the year last week, so I waited.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just keep throwing myself into the fireside chat.
Gotcha.
By the way, if you've been working on the voice, kudos.
Is it more girly than before? I don't remember. Yeah. It still sounds
great. I noticed it was going up and down a while.
Are you working hard?
It does change, but yep.
Are you working on that?
I mean, a little bit. And I know last weekend I definitely did when I was meeting some new people.
Were you meeting them as a girl?
And then but I wasn't in like super girly clothes. But I have a really supportive friend that was there with me who can –
what does that mean? You're kind of,
you know, helps out
a little bit dykey.
Yeah. Way would it go?
So you're in like jeans and like a sweatshirt, but it had a unicorn on it.
Actually, it was a Star Wars shirt that day.
Star Wars.
That's just nerdy. That's not lesbian. All right. Well, there you go. So, all right. Well, the voice does sound
nerdy.
I still hear boy though.
Oh yeah.
But earlier when
it was a little higher. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're just calling to rub in my Steelers loss, and that's all right. Let us know when we'll help throw a party. We'll have a penis off party for you if it's COVID friendly. And are you still 25,000 short, or have you chipped in a little?
I mean, I've got a little bit of stuff I've saved away. That's why I've been thinking about my insurance situation, because if I can get an insurance that'll help cover it, it'll save me a lot of money.
You know, there's a $1 billion lottery tonight.
Yeah, that's true, too. You could do that.
Yeah, I know. And we played the one that wasn't $1 billion last night.
And then you could bedazzle that puss.
Hey, that was a trend for a while.
Diamonds all over that thing. Talking about your face, of course. 1930s slang. All right. Thank you, Peyton. We got to let you go. You're always interesting. We'll see you soon. And maybe the way Brady would not like to see you. With me entering you.
It's all just for those
eyes.
It just makes him
quiet
so
about
sick.
It.
He's just
squirming.
He's trying so hard to be woke, but those moments, just you know that religious upbringing is eating you alive. Freak! That's all you want to scream the entire time.
Oh, that moment would wake me.
Yuck. Can't do it.
I would look at you. I'd go eyeball to eyeball with you like a porn star as I slide slowly up and down on the body of Peyton
I've been to a sex show.
Not like this, brother.
Yeah.
Sleeve fest.
Oh, man.
You've been to a normal sex show.
And Peyton's like, uh-oh, I think it broke. It's unfolding. You go back in there.
My stitches.
It's going to be like going to the Gap and taking a look at T-shirts and trying to put them back the way you found them. You're going to need help. I've mucked up all these T-shirts. They were so nice before. I came in and ruined everything with my hands. Go ahead.
All right, we got Tyler here.
Tyler, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Tyler, very quick, go.
Hey, I didn't know if you guys already talked about this on the air, but are you guys considering getting the COVID vaccine? When it's available.
I probably won't. Not because of fear or anything else, it's just because I don't want to get in line and take it away from somebody else because I'm healthy and in that demographic that doesn't really struggle with it. But if I was
Depends
Brady,
on how widely available it is. But yeah, if it's more widely available and I'm not taking it from somebody else, I will take it. Lisa's already got it. First half.
She's teachers and first responders and stuff. Yeah, are you going to get it?
Oh, I've already got it. I'm a healthcare worker.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, what's your advice to me? You're a healthcare worker. I mean, I'm a guy who says I have no pre-existing conditions. I've got nothing really to worry about as far as health goes. I'm 48. Should I even bother?
With what I've seen, absolutely.
No kidding. See, and that's what doctors and healthcare workers are all like, look, you're not getting the true thing out of it. Everybody's giving you numbers. This is nasty.
What it does to your organs, I've been reading
it's
about.
It's just not worth risking saying you're healthy and having it get you.
Yeah, I've seen healthy people in ICU for it. Yeah, absolutely. Get it.
Right. Now, describe the, like, what's the healthiest person you've seen that's had it?
Let's just say it scared me enough to set up a living will for
it. No kidding.
Wow.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well, now you're kind of switching.
How young?
30s.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. How are your taxes looking?
Yeah, Brady wants to know about your taxes. Brady doesn't like talking about this because he just took his 14th pill of the morning to stay alive. This vaccine's got him.
That
reeling.
Wasn't a pill.
Are you going to get
that
it?
That was a Smartie.
Are you going to get it? That's what the doctor tells you. Yeah. You get a pack of Smarties every morning.
He,
or you
he did chase the pill with the butter soda, though.
Did you? Are you getting it?
I already got both.
No, I'm talking Brady.
Me?
Oh.
I guess if I'm up for it, yeah, I probably would.
Yeah. Well, when they lower the age to 55, are you going to sign up?
Yeah.
You will do it.
Hey, Tyler, now that he's almost 8 months in, do you think he still has antibodies?
Because that probably be the second one in or something, but yeah, I probably
You should do it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're at that, because the blood pressure thing, and you just
I've already
don't
gotten
know.
It.
No, I know, but you never know.
Yeah.
Like, what they say also is
there's a hybrid, variation. Yeah. That's out there, but
is that true also, Tyler?
Antibodies.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that like because Brady had it earlier?
You can get it again.
Yeah,
you right. can.
So and we're going to get Brady in line. We're going to lie and say 65. No one will question it, and we'll put him right in that line at the stadium this weekend. All right. Well, that's good information. I you know what? That might have made me think a little, but at the same time, I do feel like that whole I'm healthy, I'm young, I can get through this thing. I don't want to get in line like late in the game.
When the
vaccines are available, I'll probably do it.
Yeah, when it's available to you, absolutely get it.
Okay, cool. Great advice. Thank you. Appreciate it. And that's from the people who see
it. Gentlemen.
Thank you, man. That's good advice. And then who else you got?
Steven.
Steven, are you there? Steven.
I'm here. What's up, man?
All right, how you doing, man? Please hurry. Don't waste our time. Go.
Hey, so I've been listening to you for a really long time. I mean, I used to listen to when you used to jerk around the dudes on the zone. It's hilarious. And, the last time I was actually on was Fireside Chats when you used to do them with Strong Bear. Do you remember?
Oh, my God. Yeah, wow. We had that scam psychic that was with
my good friend Strong Bear.
Yeah, he loved Brady a lot.
And I was actually on the air with that guy, and he was telling me not to join the military. But I joined the military, and I've been going 16 years strong now. But
it was a scam.
What did he tell you?
Yeah, why did he tell you not to?
Why did he tell you not to?
I can't remember. It was something about like my wife at the time was trying to get rid of me, and I don't know. Obviously, I didn't listen because I've been married for almost 20 years in the military. For
you did the
years,
opposite of Strong Bear, and you succeeded. Good work.
Definitely. So, like you say, psychics. I don't know if they're really on par, but reason I'm calling right now is to call and wish my brother a happy birthday.
Okay.
He would have been 41 years old today. Every birthday that I would call him, like you used to get on the air like Chuck Ortig and go, "Hello, asshole."
Yeah.
And we would say it right back and forth to each other. But unfortunately this year he's not around, and I just wanted to call and say thank you because you bridged the gap between some people and you helped me and my family and my brother like stay together with goofy shit like that.
Oh careful, watch your mouth.
There we go.
That was so nice.
Goofy stuff like that. I apologize.
That's right.
Goofy stuff like that, but you make a difference, man. And I just wanted to call and say thank you. And I've been listening to you since you started and got rid of the other D-bag that used to be in that seat. another small.
You know what I like about that? You said the other D-bag
right.
that used to be
in there,
implying that I too am the new D-bag.
It was subtle.
It was subtle, but I can take the punches. That was a good one.
It was good. I went to Frank right there in Guadalupe for elementary school. And Chewy was actually in my second grade class.
Oh, really?
So
how about that?
I've been around the area for a really long time and listening to you guys since the beginning, and I really appreciate it. But my brother's name is Ryan Whitaker, and I want to just wish him happy birthday. And I know his son, Matthew, is listening right now.
There you go.
Then we love you, buddy. And his daughter also, Taylor.
Let me ask you this. Did you lose their number or something? What's going on?
No, I just want to put it out there to the masses and let everybody know, because I know Toledo actually knows them too personally.
Okay.
And I actually got through, so I'm really surprised that I got through.
There you go.
And I just wanted to express my thanks to you guys, because
I appreciate
what you guys do, and I listen to you every day, because I don't even live in Arizona anymore.
Oh, wow.
But I listen to the podcast every single day.
Well, thank you, brother, and thanks for your service and everything else.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about your brother. We'll talk to you later, man. There you go.
You've actually met Ryan a couple of times at U-Fest. He used to go to every U-Fest. Yeah. So
no kidding.
Another bald guy like you. So he used to.
Then I'm not going
to
remember him.
He used to kind of grandstand on that. He had a couple of pictures with you that he posted.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Saving one of the best for last here.
That's 2 weeks in a row somebody called about a relative that's gone and gave us credit for making him feel good. We're special, Brady. We're special. We're special like a class of retards.
Dedicated.
I'll go ahead.
All right. We got the Goot.
Goot is on the line.
That's right.
Jay Gutentag, are you there?
You know I am, Johnny.
All right, man. What's going on, man?
What's going on, John?
How you doing, man?
I call you guys. I'm doing all right, Johnny. I'm doing all right. How are you fellas doing over there?
No, quickly, Jay, let me recap your week. You're getting letters and money from women who listen to the show for some reason that think you... $1,600 showed up in cash from a girl who listens to us and knew you through, I don't know.
Ohio.
What is going on?
O-H.
I have no idea.
Don't do that.
Look, check it out. O-H, whatever it is, Calais or whatever her name is, however you pronounce her name, because I've chatted her. She's kind of odd, but thank you for that money. That's cool. There's somebody that hit me up today, John, Rachel, and I'm like, okay, if you can't figure out my address, I'm not going to be one of those beggars, because I have a job. I know how to work and make money, right? I'm kind of like that Peyton guy now, the prostitute, right? Peyton, a chick with a dick can make money. Go down to East Van Buren, bro.
Take it from Jay. She knows for sure about this.
Wow.
Just saying. I was thinking about that while we were talking. Peyton, you can do
Jay,
that.
Would you let me ask you this. Would you describe your vagina as pristine, or is it one of those, is it the Chewbacca with a suicide wound?
No. No teeth, no hair.
It's a paper
Big
cut.
Big shave, John.
Big shaved Big paper
shave.
Cut. Yeah, so it's pretty.
Sweet and pink.
Oh,
maybe
man.
I don't know.
All right, that's enough. I don't need to know more. That was too much detail, but I just wanted to know.
This is Jay's latest.
And you got these girls that think through this show for
Both
some reason.
Both of them or just the one?
You're some sort of a girl Svengali. Why?
I have no idea. I have no idea what's wrong with these women. If they met me, I guess they'd feel the same or different. I don't know.
That's what that big shave does.
Yeah,
John.
I guess it's because you're always raving about
that
pristine box.
It's when you treat a woman the way they want to be treated, you know, you can, like I told you guys, I've already told you, I can't say it on the air. If you do that to them, anything goes. Anything goes.
What did you call that again?
If they got the multiple orgasms going with the Venus flytrap, buddy. Woo!
The Venus flytrap.
It's over.
It's not fair.
That's not why I called, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's okay, because that was going to be kind of the end of my little spiel. But my thing is this. These people are calling for the wise guy segment. Now, I'm Italian. I'm only half Italian. I'm not the Italian stallion in the chair there with you.
Right.
If you're going to call, you guys don't get to watch Goodfellas. You don't get to watch The Sopranos and then come up with some stupid question.
Yeah.
Seriously, what's better? Sicilian necktie or, I mean, come on. That kind of guy, he deserves a Colombian necktie, and he probably doesn't even know what that is if he's listening. You know? I'm just wondering why that is. If you don't have a good something to bring to the table when you're talking to the stallion, zipit.com,
brother. And this comes from Jay Gutentag, who's two-thirds of the evil axis of World War II. If you had any Japanese in you, you'd cover the whole gambit.
Just saying, and hold on. So that brings me to my next thing, the red hat thing. Listen, you guys don't think I feel bad enough that I wear a San Francisco 49er red hat, that I walk out in public. People should feel bad for me. They shouldn't think I'm racist.
Right.
Come on. Come on.
They just probably look and go, she's gay.
Yeah, or they're thinking, what's wrong with that guy?
Yeah, well, they're thinking that too.
You know what I mean? Come on.
Well, yeah, I'm in my red MAGA hat today, and it says, relax, idiots, it's just a hat. But it still brings people to their knees when they see it because they think something's going on.
It's a great hat.
That's a great hat.
Whoever the dude that got you that for your birthday or whatever, I think I heard bits and pieces of it.
Yep.
That's a great hat.
Jeff
people
Brown.
People are being idiots. Hey, listen, Trump didn't win. Shut up.
That's right.
Biden won. Yeah, me out of everybody, you guys already know how I feel about that. Dick, you know how I feel about that. Right?
That's right, Jay.
Okay?
Now, Jay.
But guess what?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I got to ask you quick. What does your girlfriend think of these girls sending you all this stuff?
No. So, Heather, when I got cancer, I think I told you a little bit about this. We started to kind of, she was more worried about me dying.
Yeah.
So things went kind of south. So she's more like my BFF.
Oh,
Brady knows her mom.
Yeah.
Brady knows her, whatever.
So you're not, you're single. You're a swinging dick.
Well, the swinging dick is talking to Alicia again.
Oh.
So Alicia Doe in Perryville. So she's in Perryville, and she's going through some stuff right now.
But she's in the joint. You don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need any more joint. You need some free people.
Well, there's a bunch of free people, too, that are hanging out. And they're probably better than these girls that are sending me money.
Yeah.
So I feel like, oh, my gosh, if they come to my door, what do I do? Do I got to, like, get on my knees? Do I got to put my knee pads on and facilitate a orgasm for them or what? What are they hearing? What do they think?
That's not bad
news. They just think I'm a nice person like Brady.
$1,600 just shows up free and clear in the mail. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm impressed. Yeah, Jay,
it's thanks to you guys. It's thanks to you guys because
we don't know
whatever happened with these people and the fight and all that kind of stuff. I think you said something. The girl that sent me the money said, "Well, I heard that you were going to be the female correspondent and tell people what's going on from a female perspective, but you weren't going to get paid." And I'm like, "Well, you're not going to get laid, so
can you help Peyton soften his voice?"
Yeah, no, you know what he needs to
sound less like you.
Get more hormones. No, he needs to get more hormones.
Oh,
how you make a hormone, John?
Here, Venus flytrap, I think.
Do you know how you make a hormone?
Go ahead.
Don't pay her. You
already knew. Brady was spinning in his chair. All right, Jay. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon, and spend that money wisely.
I'm going to put it on my mortgage note.
That's probably smart. That's wise. All right, there you go. Thank you, Jay Guttentag.
All right,
Mrs. Jay Guttentag, everybody, our lady correspondent. Tell you what, man. Venus flytrap. He's got an inside lane there for how to treat a lady because she knows how women think.
Yeah.
Being one and all.
We got one final one.
Oh, did you get him? We got to hurry. Justin's on the line. All right, Justin, this is quick and easy. Justin is the tattooed real estate agent. He's got his billboards on the 202, I'm guessing, right?
Yep.
Justin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got face tattoos.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Yeah, and you're loaded up and you got your face up on that billboard scaring the hell out of Brady and his ilk and Gilbert saying you're going to steal their home and sell it to somebody.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
No, I woke up to like 7 messages saying you guys were bashing me today. I'm like, what the hell? I'm a big fan, so I was like, I wonder what's going on, so I wanted to call in.
We are saying that
my thought was
Brady thought that you're scaring the people of Gilbert by having
I think there'd be some people in Gilbert in the neighborhood that would be shocked.
Yeah, we think you should sell homes on the west side.
You want me to go to Tolleson and sell homes?
Yeah, I think it's the only place you're capable and comfortable. Otherwise, you're just going to
I sold a couple of Maricopas. That's close enough.
That's better. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
The QC, booming, too.
Do you regret having face tattoos?
Not at all. I mean, I wouldn't have the business I have today if I looked like everybody else.
Really?
My whole idea going into it was I'm going to attack my look before anyone else can because there's nothing that says I can't do the same job as everybody else.
Yeah, but you know,
I mean, it's all about the work ethic you put in.
Sure, but you got to prove. You got to put in more work now.
I don't think I do, honestly. Like the way you can brand and market yourself to differentiate you from everybody. I mean, turn some people on. I was going to turn everyone off, but there's not one agent out there that gets everybody.
That's true. But I mean, if I'm going to buy a $3 million house, and I got a guy with face tattoos, and I got somebody who's not face tattooed, I'm more comfortable handing my financial stuff over to the non. And that's just fact. You may be a great person all the way around, but it's just the stigma that's attached to face tattoos is not great.
Absolutely. But everyone has their different experiences in life. So what I've experienced in life is people that dress nice and they're the fakest ones you meet. Some of the people that
very true.
Sure.
I mean, when I was buying a home, I was approved for almost a $500,000 loan. I'm going to these open houses, getting ignored by these agents in suits.
That's because your face.
And yet my agent comes in. And then she's like, "Oh, I'm representing him. You've been ignoring him." And now they're coming up to me with a fake smile, like, "Hey, buddy, how you doing?" Like, that's to me, that's fake.
Oh, it is fake. There's no doubt about it.
Anybody else.
But it's the same thing as wearing a suit or wearing tattered rags. there could still be a better person than the tattered rags. It's just best foot forward. I'm not saying that I agree with it. I'm just saying it's a social stigma. You definitely know
you've
about.
You've had that happen to you when you've dressed
Absolutely, yeah.
Jeans.
I'm not ignorant to that fact. Like, yeah. I know it's going to turn people off, but I'm going after the people that it doesn't bother.
That's right.
Because there's a slice of pie, whether you're going for the high ones or the low ones.
Yeah. What is your market? What are you shooting for?
I've been all over. I do west side, east side, north. Like, I'll go anywhere. Right. I mean, I've sold mostly in Chandler Gilbert because that's where I live. But
and that's where. Yeah. Are you thriving? Is it a thriving business?
Yeah, I did $7.5 million my first year.
Hey,
so
that's pretty good.
The average agent will sell 2 to 3 houses their first year. So
that's pretty awesome.
You get a lot of ink with that. Yeah.
So you intimidated everybody into buying houses.
Yeah, I like slammed them against the wall. I'm like, hey, buy this house.
Just like I did in prison. You're buying. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. And how do people? I'll give you a plug. What website do we go to?
My Instagram's two tattooed, so 2OOR TOO underscore tattooed. Or if you look up the tattooed realtor, I mean, I'm the first one that pops up.
You're the only one, I'm guessing. All right, there you go.
I hope I'm the only one.
Well done. Well, good. Thanks for listening. We weren't giving you trouble. We're
hey,
just
Brady,
saying,
I love you.
Thank you, man.
Wait a minute. I'm right here, too. I can hear you. There you are. Look at the tattooed lawyer there.
Oh, man.
And you do a podcast with the tattooed lawyer. That's what Brady said.
Yeah, I do a podcast with Byron Brown.
Yeah, that's
who
right.
You guys don't like either.
We like him just fine. We're the Lerner and Rowe studios, though, so we can't like him.
Yeah.
I love Kevin, and so I stand by him. I'm loyal to him. There you go. You have a lot of tattoos, man. All right, thanks, Justin.
You actually sent me a message, video message, John. You said you're going to get some.
Never. I can't do it. I look ridiculous. I couldn't do what you're doing. That's an insane amount of tattoos. That just looks like
it hurts. That's hours.
Yeah, that's days.
Months.
And you're a Miami Heat fan, which is also awful.
No, I'm not. It just matches my colors.
All right. Justin, we got to go. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks, John.
The tattooed real estate agent, too tattooed for you. I think that's it. I don't know. Just look up the tattooed real estate agent or people you wouldn't buy a house from. Just Google that.
You're right. It is kind of a challenge somewhat because you see the billboard, and that's instantly I thought, wow. But, you know, he's going about it.
People are judgy.
One of those things. Exactly. That's right off the bat.
Yeah. People are judgy. They're just judgy. They just are. People look at you, and a first impression is important. As much as people don't want to admit that, that's
look
a fact.
You in the red hat.
Oh, the red hat is huge. When I first started shaving my head, it was before it became a thing. And I didn't do it because I was a trendsetter. I was bald and I had troll hair. I was done with it. So I shaved it off and I started to realize how scary that was to people who weren't sure what the heck's going on. Now it's so common, it doesn't matter. But first shaved my head in the mid-90s and American History X was out. And you're like, everybody thought I was something I wasn't.
Curb stomping so many people after that.
I was out there at my rallies and that wasn't the case. All I wanted was a Boone's Farm bottle. That's all I was into. I was a little bit trashy, but I wasn't a full-on hillbilly. I just didn't have hair. I was bald. There you go. That's your Fireside Chats. Better late than never. We're almost done with it. We've got the entertainment drill in Guadalupe Squares coming up. It's 98.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. 98.